The New York Civil Liberties Union filed a class action lawsuit on Monday against immigration and customs enforcement officials at the Buffalo Federal Detention Facility in Batavia. WXXI's Noelle Evans has the story.
The lawsuit calls for ICE to protect all detainees who are considered at risk of COVID-19-related complications, as outlined by the Center for Disease Control. Attorney Bob Hodgson with the NYCLU says the lawsuit stems from an earlier court decision.
We shouldn't have to bring this case. This is so straightforward. And the fact that ICE is dragging its feet and not doing this for people who are in real danger, it's just, you know, it's not just.
In the earlier case, the court determined that any detainee who is 65 or older or otherwise medically at risk for COVID-19-related complications is entitled to constitutionally mandated protections. That includes being housed in single-occupancy cells, guaranteed access to soap and cleaning supplies, and adjustments to ensure social distancing. If the detention center could not implement these measures for whatever reason, the Constitution requires that those detainees be released. Hodgson says that while this applied to a dozen individuals in the earlier case, it should apply universally.
The problem is, it shouldn't be this luck of the draw where you're able to make yourself known to a lawyer who then brought it to ICE. ICE is the only entity that can actually identify all these people.
ICE did not immediately respond for a request for comment. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.